The first time that they've joined us here on Wake Up Niagara, but you've known about them for a while now. Lisa Schulz is the Chief Operating Officer of Buffalo Medical Group. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you in studio, and I can't wait to get some of this information out. But we also want to introduce a voice that many of you will recognize because you've been hearing it for many months now. His name is Jeff Johns. He's the Director of Marketing and Communication for Buffalo Medical Group. So on this beautiful Tuesday, welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having us in.
Well, again, it's just real pleasure to have you here. And I guess we want to start out by saying, for those who may not know, Buffalo Medical Group has come to the Lockport area. There's a facility on Transit Road. It's actually on the Pendleton side, pretty much right across from the New York Beer Project on Transit, right?
That's correct, yep.
Or as we've renamed it, the CEO's office.
I was wondering about that. Now, Eric and I had the privilege of visiting the facility just as it was getting underway with reconstruction back in September. And we were both very impressed, and we can't wait to see the finished product now.
Yeah, we can't wait to bring you back and have you see the facility as it's completed now.
So what exactly is going to be happening at the Buffalo Medical Group's building here in the Lockport area?
Yeah, so present day, we actually have 5 primary care physicians on site, and we have a new one starting in May. Our 5 that are there presently can actually see new patients within 4 to 6 weeks, and there's 2 of them, Dr. Vigil Varkey and Dr. Jenna Van Dusen, which actually can see new patients within a couple of weeks. Existing there today, we do plain film x-rays, ultrasound. We have lab draw services. We have consultation services with our pharmacist. And we also have oncology services with infusion right on site, which is led by our associate medical director and oncologist, Dr. Robert Zielinski. He's actually been in Lockport for a few years now.
I recognize the name, yes.
And so the office opened in early January, I believe, right?
That's correct.
So how have things been going?
They're going great. We're getting, Jeff gets the reviews all the time, but we're getting great reviews regarding our providers, and a lot of the patients are raving about the facility and how the access with first floor is going. So it's going well. We're just right now trying to see what demand is needed and look to expand from there.
John, one of the things that Buffalo Medical Group has gotten really good at over the course of time as we've opened up the different offices, you know, one of the things we focus on is being in those communities where we serve our patients best. And one of the things that we did was there's always a learning curve when you're adding a new location. When we added Orchard Park, we knew that we had learned from things that we had done prior at High Street and other locations and kind of take it up a notch. And then when we moved to 325 SJ in Williamsville, the main corporate office, and expanded there, we took what we learned from Orchard Park and added that to the mix. So, you know, each step has kind of been an improvement in the process. And really, Lockport and the Pendleton location has been kind of the culmination of all that learning that went prior to that, that went into this building. And it was a project that saw the old First Niagara Bank corporate office really not designed to be a medical office, but what we did was go in and take that expertise that we've developed over time and made it as convenient as possible, easy access for patients. You know, you have a patient that is coming in to be seen by a doctor, and it may be just a routine checkup, or there may be something more acute. And we wanted to make it as easy and accessible as possible. We've gotten a lot of rave reviews for the physicians that are on site. You know, a lot of folks new to the community that are looking for new providers are trying our doctors out for the first time. We're getting great reviews for the docs that are there. Dr. Vigil Varkey joined us not too long ago, about 6 months ago, and has really hit the ground running and really kind of made himself a mainstay at the new office with new patients. And then, you know, there's that aesthetic piece of it. We wanted to make it easily accessible on the first first floor, so if you're in a wheelchair or something like that, it's easy to get to. Parking is in abundance there, and it just makes it really more communal because we have a centralized waiting room so people, you know, can see each other and they know that they're not just lost in the shuffle. It's not going into an empty room where they're not seeing faces and realize that they're going to be called soon, get them into their appointment with the doctor. So it's really worked out very, very well.
We are talking to Lisa Schulz this morning. She is the Chief Operating Officer for Buffalo Medical Group and also the Director of Marketing and Communications, Jeff Johns. And we will be talking to Jeff in a little bit about some of his background because obviously he's been on radio before. So, but Lisa, before we take a break here, I wanted to ask you, now, Buffalo Medical Group has come to the Niagara County area, and we know that Catholic Health a few years back made a huge commitment and opened the new hospital here in October. And there's a building going up on Robinson Transit at Robinson that will be Kaleida Health. Now, there is a cooperative spirit between these groups, correct?
That is correct. We actually have hospitalists in both systems, in Catholics and Kaleida. So we're super excited for the community to be able to have access to both systems. And as I said, we have both of our hospitalists are in the Catholics and Kaleida, and our specialists go to both facilities as well. So it's exciting for the community.
Well, it's a lot of health care in one neighborhood, that's for sure. But it's not a bad thing as our, you know, as our populace is aging. What is it, 1,000 people a day or something like that turn 65? So the health care needs are going to be rising exponentially.
Yeah, and for Lockport especially, like the retirement age of primary care physicians, a lot of the care that has been given here, a lot of the primes are thinking or of the retirement age, which mm-hmm. makes it so that there's going to be a greater need for health care in Lockport and Niagara County.
Right.
Yeah, that was one of the amazing things that we heard from a lot of folks when we first started, you know, letting folks know that we were going to be coming out to the community and talking to your compatriots in the local media, the newspapers and stuff like that, and had a number of conversations with folks like, yeah, my doctor's retiring. I'm going to need a new doctor. So, you know, right. It's really one of those situations mm-hmm. where it was a perfect storm for us, where there was a need in the community that we identified. And now we're trying to address that need as best as possible. Like Lisa said, Dr. Jenna Van Dusen is going to be starting next month. So there will be a lot of access to for you know new patients that are looking for a new primary care provider. We'll have the availability for them to be seen pretty quickly.
That's good because general doctors are getting hard to find because everyone is going into specialties.
Right.
You know, each of the doctors are going into, you know, I'm a hand specialist, I'm an eye specialist, whatever. But just to find a general practitioner has been kind of tricky around here lately.
Yeah. And Dr. Van Dusen is actually a Niagara County former resident, too. So she was super excited to be able to start her practice in Lockport.
Nice.
We have Lisa Schulz, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Buffalo Medical Group. And we also have that voice that is very distinctive, Jeff Johns, the Director of Marketing and Communication also for Buffalo Medical Group. So, Lisa, once again, welcome to WLVL.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Okay, now, I have to ask you something. How many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
Do they know that you were going to be live on the radio this morning?
They do. They wanted to miss school to be able to listen.
maybe they talked their teacher into tuning in the radio.
Maybe.
So just in case, we can say hi to them.
Yeah, hi, Eli and Noah.
Here we go.
There you go. All right. Well, very good. And Jeff Johns, a voice that you've been hearing here on WLVL now for many months. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications. And so, Jeff, we know that you've had some experience in radio, a little background, perhaps. How did things get started for you?
Let's see. I went to college to be the next great journalist and kept hearing this thumping on the journalism class wall, and it turned out to be the college radio station. So I wandered in one day and, you know, John, you've been doing this a long enough time, and Hank's been around a long time. You get bit by the bug, and as a good friend of mine once put it, you go into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, that's a very good way to describe it.
It sure is, yeah. That's what Dick Green said. You got bit by the bug, didn't you, Eric? I'm like, oh, yes. Yep, it got me.
Yeah, very good. So what college did you go to?
I went to Madai College, which is now the late Madai College.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How sad.
Yeah, because we have a lot of connections through Buffalo State University. Our production director and IT guy is a professor there as well. But Madai, been around for a good long time, unfortunately, up until last year.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a sad occasion, but like I said, I think one of the things that I got out of that, besides my wife, which we went to school together there, was just great friends. And I mean, and a lot of folks that have been around the industry for a long time. So, you know, that was, it was sad, but it also, you know, gave us a chance to reminisce and get together with friends. So. Yeah.
Now, did you spend any time at KB Radio?
I didn't. That was the one stop on the dial I probably didn't make along the way. I've been around Buffalo Radio for a number of stations. In fact, I talked to Dick Crane a long, long time ago here at LVL. Made my way around the FM dial, did a little sports talk with GR, so, you know.
Very good. And then, if I remember correctly, you told us way back when that you spent some time in Erie, Pennsylvania, at WJET, right?
Yeah, Jet Radio in Erie, I don't know if I want to dredge up the past and my interactions with a former senator here in New York State, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll just sort of sweep that under the carpet this morning. So, anyway, so Jeff Johns is in studio with us along with Lisa. And so, Jeff, there's a new angle or direction, perhaps, the Buffalo Medical Group is taking in providing care for senior citizens, I understand.
Yeah, John, one of the things that attracted me to healthcare, obviously, I kind of lament that my father and my mother and my bride have spent an awful lot of time in the healthcare system. And one of the things that attracted me to Buffalo Medical Group when I moved back to the community a few years ago was just the history that this organization had. Our medical director, Dr. John Nataro, always likes to talk about, you know, innovation is in the DNA of this group. Back in 1946, you had four doctors returning from World War II, and at the time, most doctors hung out their shingle and did their thing. These guys determined that it was better to do it as a team. And started the multi-specialty group known as the Buffalo Medical Group, and that's expanded over the course of time. Right now we're looking at, you know, with our physician extenders and physician assistants and nursing assistants and stuff like that, about 200 providers throughout the group. And one of the things that we're doing is trying to innovate senior care, and it really was an attractive proposal for me when I started talking to the group. And the way we're approaching it is a little different. And I think everybody that's out there that either has a mom and dad that's been through the health system that's kind of cycled through this and you know, experienced the frustration. You know, nobody, you know, despite we have great relationships with the healthcare providers in the community, nobody wants to go to the emergency room and sit there for 8 hours. Nobody wants to go to a hospital stay. If they can be treated and be at home, that's one of the things that most folks are looking forward to, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do. And Lisa's been kind of instrumental in leading this charge with hiring what we call a care coordinator, and you know, she really does do a nice job with stepping in and helping out our primary care docs. If you want to talk a little bit about that,
Shannon's amazing. We're expanding in May, so really the foundation of this clinical program is we want for the patient's standpoint is before you think about going to the emergency room, just call your primary. So from there, we have Shannon, our care coordinator. She's very well trained and specialized into this. You know, she'll really evaluate the acute need, the situation that's arised, and identify the range of treatment options that we can do to avoid that ER hospital stay right through our same day care location, which is at our 295 SJ in Williamsville, where we can do CT, MRI, same day, full robust imaging services, and we're IV capable for a lot of therapeutic options there. Or we also have our hospitalists who are at who have recently developed a relationship with McGuire and Brothers of Mercy, so that if those patients need the next level of care, but don't need to be at the hospital. We can direct them right to the facilities, get them back up and running and home as fast as possible.
You know, I've run into the situation where my mom has had, you know, a deficiency in one way or another, and it necessitated a trip to the emergency room where she got an infusion. You know, if you're in a situation and Shannon, the care coordinator, can identify, hey, this might be something where you're deficient in iron or whatever it might be. You know, why don't we get you in? They do the lab testing right away. They get the answer right away. And our same-day care unit at 295 SJ, they can actually start that infusion right then and there, get you home that same day. If it's determined that you need to go to a higher level of care, you can't be at home on your own. You don't have a situation where a family member might be available to care for you. You know, that skipping that three-day hospital stay that used to be a requirement, you know, and going directly to a skilled nursing facility where, you know, everybody, you know, again, like the emergency room and like a hospital stay, they don't want to go to a nursing home because that has a bad connotation. But Right. Really, these skilled facilities have 24/7 care, so you can get that higher level of care, get some rehab if you need some physical therapy, stuff like that, and then get you back home. And that's really, yeah, I think the goal of this whole process is with call first is call your primary care provider. If you're part of the Buffalo Medical Group and you have a primary care provider and you're a senior, you're automatically available, you know, have these services available to you. And it just makes the receiving care a whole lot easier.
And I think what also is nice is our specialists are active participants in this care. So, you know, if podiatry, sadly, if you get a bone infection, instead of going to the hospital for IV antibiotics and you know, if you unfortunately need an amputation, with our relationships at those skilled nursing facilities, and we can do the amputation in an ambulatory surgery center, give you the IVs, and you'll be home within a few days instead of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking with Lisa Schulz of the Buffalo Medical Group here. They're in our studio. She and Jeff Johns, the Director of Marketing and Communications. Lisa is the COO. She's like the big one. Right, Lisa?
No, that's Dean Scully. There's one more.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you know, as time goes on, we'll learn the hierarchy of Buffalo Medical Group, but it certainly has been very informative this morning. And, in fact, I was just going to ask if we could maybe go over the web address and or phone number. I'm sure some folks are going to be wanting to get more information and how best they can do that.
Yeah, very easy to do. The website, it's buffalomedicalgroup.com. And the phone number to call, 716-630-1000, is the direct line that'll get you. And they can get you to any one of our offices, including the Pendleton location.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Lisa, any final thoughts?
No, we just appreciate your time, and we're excited and thankful to how welcoming the Niagara County community has been for us.
Yeah, it's really been a great relationship. We've formed kind of partnerships with some of the folks with Wendellville Fire Department. Our ladies auxiliary group has
Community
done
First, yeah.
Community First. Those ladies have been so great and welcoming to the community, got us involved with a lot of different things. We talked a little bit off air about the relationship that we had with the Niagara County Foster Program. We sponsored all the kids at Christmas time. It was a great, great turnout. And we see, you know, in our employees at Buffalo Medical Group, not just at the Pendleton location, but throughout the group, you know, we're thrilled to provide Christmas gifts for kids who might not have gotten anything at Christmas time. And it just was a great event. Everybody walked away with smiles on their face after that event.
They did. And we should give a huge shout out to the Wright's Corner Fire Department, who kindly was so generous and offered up all the beverages in the location. They were really wonderful and very supportive.
Yeah. And I believe they have a chicken chowder sale coming up on Saturday as well.
Well,
we're looking forward to Lobster Fest at the Wendellville Fire Department.
Oh, okay. Eric, we're going to have to get some information on that one, huh?
Have to go out fishing with Frank and get some of them lobsters out of the lake.
There you
go. Are they lake lobsters?
Yeah, right.